Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Coffee Break Español!
Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, one of the things that you often have to do when you're visiting a country where Spanish is spoken is introduce members of your family or your friends to other people. And that's what we're going to be learning in this lesson. We'll learn how to say, this is my friend, this is my husband or wife, and so on. I hope you enjoy the lesson.
Coffee Break Español!
Okay, so today we're going to talk about families. When you're on holiday or you're travelling around, it's sometimes one of the best ways to get to know other people, to talk about your family, and to practice the language, which is, of course, as a language learner, one of the things that you really should be trying to do as much as possible. We're going to start by looking at the words for various members of the family. So if you can repeat after me, Cara will be repeating the words, and of course you, our listeners, should repeat along with Cara. Obviously, not all of these words will apply to all of you, but it's a good idea to learn the words nevertheless. Let's begin with the word hermano.
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 Hermano means brother. Hermano.
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 Now, in Spanish, very often, what you can do is change the ending O to A. And it becomes the feminine version. So, hermano becomes hermana.
Hermana.
Hermana means sister. Hermana.
Hermana.
Hermano.
Hermano.
Hermana.
Hermana.
Hermano.
Hermano.
Hermana.
Hermana.
So that's brother and sister. Hermano, hermana. Let's think about the word for mother. Madre.
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 Now, this is a good word for practicing the Spanish D sound. It's not a hard D like the word dad in English. It's a softer D. Listen to the difference between madre and madre.
Madre.
Madre. It's almost like the TH in the word the in English, but it's not quite as soft as that. If you say the rather than d, then you're nearer the sound. So, madre.
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 Madre. Muy bien. Madre means mother. Madre.
Madre.
The word for father is very similar. Padre.
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 Muy bien. A wee tip with the pronunciation here. If you imagine air coming through your mouth, it comes up from your lungs and it comes through your mouth and out. And when the air comes out, sometimes you stop the air coming. And if you stop the air coming just very, very momentarily, padre.
Padre.
You get exactly what we're looking for. Padre.
Padre.
Muy bien. Excelente. So we've got hermano.
Hermano.
Hermana.
Hermana.
Madre.
Madre.
Padre.
Padre.
Okay, we're going to add in four more. The next one is marido.
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 Now, marido ends in an O, so it must be a masculine relative of some kind. Marido would mean?
Husband.
It does indeed mean husband. Marido.
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 And the word for wife. Quite tricky because it's got that Spanish J sound, which is ch. Mujer.
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 Ooh, it's difficult.
It is difficult. So mujer.
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 Muy bien, mujer. Mujer means wife. So we have marido.
Marido.
Mujer.
Mujer.
We're going to be practicing this ch sound a bit more with two final words in the vocabulary that we're learning so far. And these are the words for son and daughter. Listen carefully to this one. It's quite tricky. Hijo.
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 Hijo means son. Hijo.
Hijo.
And the word for daughter, can you guess what it might be based on all the other things that we've been doing with hermano and hermana?
Hija.
Hija, it is indeed. Hija is daughter. Hija.
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 Hijo.
Hijo.
Hija.
Hija.
Muy bien. Now, to say my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, and so on, it's very, very straightforward in Spanish, much easier than in French or German or Italian. It's one word, it's mi.
Mi.
Mi. It's spelled M-I, mi marido.
Mi marido.
Mi marido, my husband. Mi marido.
Mi marido.
Mi mujer.
Mi mujer.
My wife, mi mujer.
Mi mujer.
My mother would be... Cara?
Mi madre.
Mi madre. Muy bien. And listeners, can you work out what my father would be? Cara?
Mi padre.
Mi padre. My brother and my sister? Mi hermano.
Y mi hermana.
Y mi hermana. Muy bien. Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Now watch that. Although it starts with an H, you don't pronounce the H. The H is always, always silent in Spanish. In every single word in Spanish with an H, the H is silent. Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
And of course in Spanish, because everything runs together, it would sound like mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
And my sister?
Mi hermana.
Mi hermana.
Mi hermana.
Muy bien. Mi hermana. Now, based on that same rule about everything running together, how would you say my son?
Mi hijo.
Now, it does start with an H, but remember, all H's are silent in Spanish.
Mi hijo.
Mi hijo. Muy bien. Mi hijo.
Mi hijo.
Good. You can say mi hijo or mi hijo. And my daughter, it would be?
Mi hija. Oh. Mi hija.
Mi hija. Muy bien. Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Muy bien. Remember the word for and in Spanish?
Y.
Okay, so how would you say my brother and my sister? One more time.
Mi hermano y mi hermana.
Watch the H's there. Mi hermano y mi hermana.
Mi hermano y mi hermana.
Muy bien. Okay, mi hermano y mi hermana, mi madre y mi padre, mi hijo y mi hija. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay. We've learned the vocabulary now to talk about family members. What we need to learn is the word to say this is. If you're introducing your husband or your brother or your son or whatever to your new Spanish friends, then you need to be able to say, this is my husband. And in Spanish, it's fairly straightforward. You say, este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano.
Okay. Este es. This is. Este es.
Este es.
Este es.
Este es.
And this is my son. Este es mi hijo.
Este es mi hijo.
Muy bien. Este es mi hijo.
Este es mi hijo.
Okay, listeners, how would you say, this is my father?
Este es mi padre.
Este es mi padre. Muy bien. Este es mi padre. So, we've got este es mi hermano, este es mi hijo, este es mi padre, este es mi marido. These are all masculine members of the family. What we need to know is how you would say, this is my wife, my sister, my mother, my daughter. Este es becomes esta es.
Esta es.
Esta es mi hermana.
Esta es mi hermana.
Esta es mi hermana. Muy bien. So, this is my daughter would be esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
This is my mother.
Esta es mi madre.
Esta es mi madre.
Esta es mi madre.
Okay. And this is my wife, listeners. This is my wife, Cara.
Esta es mi mujer.
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 We tip here all words that end in R in Spanish, virtually all words that end in R in Spanish, are stressed on the final syllable. So it wouldn't be mujer, but mujer.
Mujer.
Esta es mi mujer.
Esta es mi mujer.
Esta es mi mujer. Muy bien. Okay, we're going to test your knowledge now. We're going to see how many of these you remember. And remember, you can listen to the podcast several times. You can use our other materials as well to help you get to grips with all this language. If you can repeat these phrases, it means that you're doing quite well with the stuff that you've learned today. Number one. This is my brother.
Este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano. Muy bien. Number two. This is my father.
Este es mi padre.
Este es mi padre. Muy bien. Number three. This is my daughter.
Esta es mi hija.
Uh-huh.
Hija.
Hija, that's it. Esta es mi hija. Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Mi hija. Just run them together. Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Okay, it saves you worrying about the H in there. Mi hija. Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Muy bien. Número cuatro, number four. This is my sister.
Esta es mi hermana.
Esta es mi hermana. Muy bien. And number five, this is my husband.
Este es mi marido.
Este es mi marido. Perfecto. Now, the one other thing that you may want to say, well, there's lots of things that you want to say about the members of your family, but the first thing that you probably want to say is what the names of your husband and wife and sons and daughters and so on are. To say his name is, you say, se llama.
Se llama.
Se llama.
Se llama.
Okay, and to say her name is, you also say, se llama.
Se llama.
Okay, one thing to point out here, the word se doesn't mean his or her. It really means himself or herself, because just like me llamo means I call myself, the me part there means myself, the se part of se llama means himself or herself. Se llama Carlos. Se llama Angélica. So, este es mi hijo. Se llama Pablo.
Este es mi hijo. Se llama Pablo.
Muy bien. Esta es mi madre. Se llama Montse.
Esta es mi madre. Se llama... Don't know the name.
Montse, Montse.
Montse.
Montse is a Catalan name, very popular in Barcelona. It's actually short for Montserrat, as in the singer Montserrat Caballé.
Montse.
Okay. Esta es mi hermana, se llama Raquel.
Esta es mi hermana, se llama Raquel.
Muy bien. How would you say, this is my father, his name is Gabriel?
Este es mi padre, se llama Gabriel.
Perfecto, muy bien. We've covered a fair bit today because we've been talking about the word for my, which is me, in all singular nouns. Mi marido, mi hermana, and so on. We've presented people, este es, esta es. And we've said what they're called, se llama. We'll be coming back to talk about family next week because we're going to be talking a bit more to see how many people are in your family, seeing I have two sons, and we're also going to be looking at numbers next week. One final thing before we finish this week, and that is we've been asked a few times over the course of the week in emails and on the forum about a particular aspect of Spanish pronunciation. And Juliet, one of our listeners from London, actually sent us an MP3 file with exactly the same question. Here's Juliet's question, and we're going to answer it in just a moment.
Hi, this is Juliet from London, and I just got one little question. Last week, when we were talking about where we live, you said the word for but is pero, and I noticed that you rolled your R's, but I find this really difficult, and I was wondering whether you could give me any tips on how to do this, either via the podcast or on the forums. I'm really enjoying listening to Coffee Break Spanish, and I think it's a great resource for learning Spanish, and just keep the podcast coming, Mark and Cara. See you later.
Juliet, it's a really good question, and it's something that learners do find difficult, particularly depending on where you're from. In Scotland, we do tend to roll our R's quite a lot. We say great and things like that, but perhaps if you're from the south of England, it's maybe more difficult, and for some parts of North America and Australia and so on, the R is pronounced differently in different countries and in different languages. Let's take a word like ahora. Ahora. Cara, can you pronounce ahora?
Ahora.
Ahora. Muy bien. Now, the R in ahora isn't really rolled. It's more like a flick that happens somewhere just above your teeth. Ahora.
Ahora.
Ahora. It's not ahora or anything like that. Now, we're going to try to train you to pronounce this R correctly. And we hope we don't offend anyone because we're going to try and put on some different accents here. I'm going to imagine I'm American and I'm going to pronounce the word or the phrase an otter in American English or in my version of American English. And I'm going to say an otter.
An otter.
Again, we're really sorry about these bad American accents, and we're not trying to offend anybody by doing this. Let's think about the double T sound in there. An otter.
An otter.
When you make that double T sound, you flick your tongue behind your teeth or up above your teeth. It's actually called the hard palate, below the hard palate on the alveolar ridge of your mouth. There's lots of websites. Go to Wikipedia and find out some things about phonetics there, and you'll find out lots about the ways in which your mouth produces all these sounds. But basically, if you can try to flick your tongue against the top of, just above your teeth, otter.
Otter.
So if you think about this double T sound in American English, now Cara's accent is much better than mine, so I'm going to say them in my accent. I will say butter.
Butter.
Bottle.
Bottle.
Flutter.
Flutter.
And so on. So this sound that Cara's making there for the double T is very, very close to the sound of the R in Spanish when it comes between two vowels in particular. So let's imagine the word ahora, spelled A-H-O-R-A in Spanish, was actually spelled A-O-T-T-A and say it in an American English accent. Cara.
Ahora.
Ahora. And that is your perfect Spanish R. It's not a rolled R, the double R we will be covering in another podcast. This is the single R, which is this kind of flick on your alveolar ridge, just below your hard palate. We hope, Juliet, that this has answered your question. We hope that it's helped give you an idea on how to pronounce their R's in Spanish. We will be looking at the rolled R, and we'll be trying to practice some of the rolled R sounds in a future podcast. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. Coffee Break. Coffee Break. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.